For the last several years, Washington state lawmakers have been working on a response to a state Supreme Court order to fully fund schools. Now they're signaling a shift to the next big challenge, mental health. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
At a news conference at Western State Hospital, Republican State Senator Steve O'Bannon framed Washington's mental health crisis this way.
I kind of think of this as, this is a bad analogy perhaps, but McCleary 2.
McCleary 2. It was a reference to the McCleary school funding lawsuit that forced lawmakers to invest years and billions of dollars into shoring up public schools.
Now that we, I believe, have the education issue resolved, this, I think, needs to be the primary focus of the legislature in the coming sessions.
O'Bannon isn't the only one calling for a renewed focus on mental health. He was flanked by a pair of Democrats from the state House who say this is a bipartisan issue. In addition, Democratic Governor Jay Inslee announced an ambitious five-year plan to shift all psychiatric patients who haven't committed crimes out of the state's two mental hospitals. Instead, they would go to new community-based settings.
We need to raise our game. And we're going to raise our game by making a commitment to giving people mental health services in the communities where they live.
Inslee's plan calls for a dozen new 16-bed psychiatric facilities throughout the state. In recent years, Washington lawmakers have put nearly $1 billion into shoring up the state hospitals and a frayed community-based mental health system. It's not clear how much more money will be needed to create what the governor calls a system of excellent care. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.